Okay, we are bringing the meeting to order at 6 o'clock. We will be starting with the swearing-in of Board Members Jessica Shoemaker and Eileen Jimenez.
Okay, we'll start with Eileen Miranda Jimenez. Would you like to move forward?
Good evening, board members and residents of the city of West Covina. Let me introduce myself. I'm State Assembly Member Dr. Ed Hernandez. It is a great honor to be here in front of not only the board, but in front of you to swear in your newest elected official. That's Eileen Miranda Jimenez to the West Covina Unified School District Board. So I'd like you to just face me, please. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. Repeat, I. Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies foreign and domestic that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the State of California that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation
or purpose of evasion
and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you. Duly sworn in.
Thank you very much.
Swear in Jessica Shoemaker.
Ms. Shoemaker, will you stand up?
I, Jessica Shoemaker,
do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of California
against all enemies foreign and domestic that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of California
That I take this obligation freely
without any mental reservation
or purpose of evasion
and I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
We will be having a special invocation and flag salute this evening, and they're guests of Eileen Jimenez. And so I'm going to let her introduce the individual doing the invocation and then the special flag salute.
It is with my great privilege and honor to welcome Pastor Donna Diaz to do the invocation on behalf of this very special ceremony. Pastor Diaz.
Why don't we stand and bow our heads? Father, we come to you right now, and we invite your presence into this meeting. Lord, we thank you for all the elected officials, Father. We thank you for the decisions that are made in this place, Father, in this meeting place, Father. I pray, Lord, your blessings, Father, upon this place. I pray your wisdom upon Eileen, upon Jessica. I pray your guidance and your strength upon them, Father. I pray that every decision that is made, Father, here, Father, would be for the betterment, Father, of West Covina. I pray, Lord, that West Covina, Father, would have schools, Lord, where every individual, child and student, Father, would be able to grow and prosper, Father, and be an asset to the community, Father. I thank you for the leaders of this place, Father. I thank you, Father, for this great, great city, Father. We ask you, Father, for your blessing, for your presence, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our midst. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Color guard dismissed. Color guard advance.
Take your seat. This brings us to the public comment portion of our meeting for the closed session. It looks like we have several people who are here to speak to closed session. Manuel? Yes, come forward to the mic, please.
After the year I was expelled, I had a lot of time to think, and I did a lot of community service. I did a lot of drug classes and parenting classes. I changed the way I act. I actually changed a lot. I hung out with different friends, chose my friends differently. I changed my attitude. Before, I didn't really care. And now, you know, I noticed that I actually hit rock bottom, and this is the last chance I have to get back into high school and graduate. And you know, I actually made goals for my future. And I'm just here to say, you know, I hope you guys let me back in. And thanks for speaking. Thank you very much.
Just so everyone knows that what we're hearing right now is regarding the expulsions. Mr. Fernandez?
Want me to speak?
Can you please go to the mic?
Well, I've changed the way I've acted, my decisions. I went to boot camp. I've done community service. I've took 12 drug and alcohol classes, and I came out negative on drug tests twice. And I think that the Booyah program in boot camp has changed the way I've acted, because not only to myself that I made better decisions, but I know what to do and I know what's right and wrong. And now I want to go back to the program as a cadet, and hopefully what my goal is when I'm a cadet is to be a sergeant, because I really want to show my kids that I was able to be a sergeant. And I want to thank a lot the Booyah Boot Camp program.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Sergeant Major Antonio Luna.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sergeant Major Antonio Luna. I run the Booyah program. Booyah stands for Building Unique Youth Alternatives. I'm here representing Mr. Fernandez. He went through a 10-week intense program. I should say he's only been through 7 weeks. He'll graduate December 19th. He is in one of the leadership positions, and we expect great things from this young man. He is going to come back, like he said, as a cadet to mentor other young people. He asked for that. We do not select young people to come back as cadets. That is his choice. He spent 8 days with us up in the mountains in a boot camp environment. Now, it's very tough. His relationship with his parents has changed. He's closer to them. We know that because we do follow-ups with them. We also do follow-ups with him in his homeschool environment. He's doing great. That's why I'm here, to let you know that he's an outstanding man, a young man. And we expect, like I said, great things from him. We hope that you will allow him to come back to your district. I've worked with some other kids in your district. I know Mr. Seaman. He sat on a meeting with another kid that we had to deal with. We try to help these people. We are all about second chances, and he is a great kid. I hope that you give him that opportunity to come back into your district, and he will shine. He will make your district shine. Thank you.
Thank you. Was there anybody else who wished to address the expulsions at this time? Okay. We will be adjourning in to closed session.
One more question. One more.
Oh, was there
no expulsion?
Oh, yes.
On behalf of Juan Morning.
On behalf of Juan Morning, I don't know if I'm supposed to speak at this time or a different time.
You have a choice if you want to speak in public or to the board in closed session. It's up to you.
Oh, I'd have a closed session.
Okay. We'll call you in a few minutes.
Thank yes. You.
Anyone else who would wish to wish to speak to the public portion? Okay. We will be adjourning into closed session. We were going to take a brief break of. Do we have 10 minutes? Of 10 minutes in between before we actually start in closed session. So. They can have the opportunity to thank all of you for coming. And we will be speaking to the expulsions in closed session. We're going in at 6:15.